Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh, I want you the best of protectors, so protect me.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our program أسماء الحسنى Blessed names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And up until now, alhamdulillah, we've covered many Asma'ul Husna, beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this episode too, inshallah, we will mention more names and we will continue to do so until we meet the figure of 99 as mentioned in the blessed Ahadith. Now today, the names that we will be covering initially are four beautiful names and they're used together, combined. Two of them are used together and two of them are often mentioned together as well. So, Al-Awwalu, Al-Akhiru, Al-Zahiru, Al-Batin. So, these are the four names that we'll be discussing in the first part of the episode. Now, Al-Awwalu, this refers to that that which always existed, which existed before everything else, which is first in terms of its existence. It has always existed pre-eternally. So, such a that is referred to as Awwal. And of course, this refers to none other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Because He Jalla Jalaluhu existed first, before everyone else. He's existed pre-eternally. He doesn't have a beginning. He doesn't have an end. So this is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is known as Awwal. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has always existed. It wasn't the case that He came into existence. No, this was not the case for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He has always existed. Some ulama say that the name or the word awwal refers to that that because of whom others came into existence. Subhanallah. That that which was responsible for bringing others into existence. And again that refers to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu because Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave existence to everything else. Gave wujud, the presence to everything else. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave life to everything else. So He is Awwal. And the second name which is used together with Awwal is Akhir. Awwal and Akhir. And Akhir refers to that that which will exist eternally. It will never perish. It will never come to an end. Everything will perish. Everything will cease to exist. But Akhir, that that will continue and remain eternally. Again, this refers to none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this particular point of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always existing, never perishing, this has been mentioned throughout the Quran in various parts. For example, in Surah Rahman, verse 27, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ And the that of your Lord will remain, the one who possesses majesty and honor. Subhanallah. Before that, it was mentioned, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ Everything on the earth will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who possesses majesty and honor, he will remain. So this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referred to as Akhir, because he will never perish. He will always exist. He will not cease. He will not come to an end. Another reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being known as Akhir is because eventually the matter or the mu'amala of a slave, a servant, will reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will return to his Lord Jalla Jalaluhu. And in the ahadith tayyiba and in the Quran, this has also been mentioned. For example, Surah Mulk, verse 15, وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ And towards him is the rising. We have to go towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the outcome, the end point of insan, servant and a slave, is towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah jalla wa ala is referred to as Akhir. Another name that is used along with Awwal and Akhir, Al-Zahir. Al-Zahir refers to that that which is completely apparent, visible, evident, clearly visible. So such a that is referred to as Al-Zahir. But when we use it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning is different as explained by the ulama. Firstly, Zahir is that nothing is hidden from him. Nothing is concealed before him. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. Surah Ali Imran, verse 5. Inna Allah la yakhfa alayhi shay'un fil ardi wa la fi sama'a. Allah, nothing is hidden upon him in the earth and in the heaven. Even if it's the smallest of atoms, a minute particle, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is visible and clear to him, azza wa jal. Another meaning given for al-zahir is that when humankind ponders, reflects, contemplates upon the creation, the takhliqat, the creation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, its accuracy, its detail, then subhanallah, insan gains ma'rifah, recognition, a gnosis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it does so, everything becomes clear to that insan, to that human being, to that person. Becomes zahir to that person. So the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself, it's not visible in the world. In the akhirah, for those in Jannah, they'll be blessed with the beatific vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will behold their creator, Allah azza wa jalla. But in the world, we can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how do we gain closeness? How do we gain ma'rifah? How do we gain proximity to our Lord Jalla Jalaluhu? This is through reflecting upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we reflect, the more we understand, the more ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will attain, insha'Allah. So this belief in a creator will become stronger, will become wazih, will become clear when a person does this reflection. Thinks about his own dhat, thinks about his surroundings, the heavens, the earth, the oceans, the seas, the mountains, the alternation of the days and nights, subhanallah, the nizam, the perfect system in the universe. When a person reflects upon these things, no doubt it will bring him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah jalla wa ala is referred to as zahir, meaning the power of Allah will become zahir. The creation of Allah will lead to the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are so many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the creation. We just have to ponder, use our intellect, use our mind, and inshallah those signs will become apparent. And this belief, this aqeedah in the creator will become stronger and more evident. When a person believes that all of this was because of Allah, Allah is the creator, Allah is the one who sustains the universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who designed the universe. When a person believes in these things, embraces faith in these things, inshallah, that's when he will gain the reward of comprehending like this, thinking like this. So iman is necessary in these things. So in this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is known as Al-Zahir. Now the fourth name, which is also used with the previous three, Al-Awwal, Al-Akhir, Al-Zahir, and Al-Batin. The fourth name is Al-Batin. Al-Batin refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knowing about what is hidden in the depths of the human heart. The things that we think, the things that we reflect upon, the things that are going through our mind, our heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of them, even though they're so deep in our hearts. Those things which are concealed in our hearts, in our minds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of them. So that's one meaning of al-batin. A second meaning given by the ulama is that al-batin is that who was hidden from the people. For example, the kuffar from the mushrikeen at the time of the Prophet alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not known by them. He jalla jalalu was hidden from them. They did not have recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is because they do not reflect. They do not ponder. They do not want to gain ma'rifah of a creator. They are stubborn in their beliefs, in their wrong beliefs. Even in this day and age, all of these scientific discoveries, this galaxy, that galaxy, you know, so much money is spent upon these discoveries, going out into space, billions and billions of pounds. But even then, ma'adallah, after realizing the vastness of creation, the power, that there must be a power behind all of this, even after reflecting upon these things, people are unfortunate and they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden himself from them because they do not believe in him, Jalla Jalalu. And as for the believers, the Ahlul Iman, we believe that in the world, the only being who saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his physical eyes was our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a distinguished blessing of his. This was unique to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on the Day of Judgment, in Paradise, every believer will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referred to as al-batin. Because in the world, we cannot see the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is reserved for the hereafter. And in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned these four names together. In Surah Hadid, verse 3, He Jalla Jalaluhu says, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. He is the first, He is the last, He is the zahir, the apparent, al-batin, He is the hidden. But remember, dear viewers, that these names are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names. But at the same time, they can be used for creation as well. They're not khas to the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in the books written by the scholars, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also referred to with these names as well. Awwal, akhir, zahir, batin. But of course, the names will be different in meaning when they apply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they apply to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You've heard the meanings when applied to Allah jalla wa ala. But when referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their meanings will be different. For example, when we say awwal for the Prophet alayhi salam, this means that he was the first of Allah's creation. His nur was created first. When we say akhir, it means that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last prophet to be sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say zahir, this means that the proofs that were sent with the Prophet alayhi salam, the mu'jizat, the miracles that were given to the Prophet alayhi salam are so clear in that he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, people will embrace faith in him. And batin, from this angle, that the reality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the haqiqat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is hidden from the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only aware of his haqiqah. What we see is some of that beauty, some of that nobility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the world, which still we cannot comprehend his shan, his status, his rank. But his true rank, his true status, his true beauty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Haqiqat Muhammadiyya, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So in this regard, he is al-batin as well. And his reality is hidden from us. And on the day of judgment, his reality will be revealed to all. Now moving on. So these were four names. Al-awwal, al-akhir, al-zahir, al-batin. Moving on. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Few names actually. Al-wali, al-muta'ali. Al-wali refers to that dhat who helps others. The one who helps creation. This dhat is referred to as al-wali. One meaning of al-wali is the one who is the owner of everything. He is referred to as al-wali. Another meaning is al-wali is the one who has qudra, power and tasarruf, authority over everything. Whatever he wants to do, he can do. It is up to him. And al-muta'ali, this has the same meaning. The ulama have said this has the same meaning as wali, but there is an intensity in the meaning. Mubalagha. So the same meanings, but more intense. So just as wali meant the one who has power, authority over everything, Al-Muta'ali means that he has authority, power over everything, and he will do as he wants. He will dispose of affairs as he likes. And just as Al-Wali meant helper, here Al-Muta'ali means the great helper. So this is an intensity in the meaning. Now the next name is Al-Bar. Alif Lam Ba and Ra. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُ الرَّحِيمُ. This is in Surah Tur. Indeed, Allah ta'ala is Bar and Rahim. But what does it mean? He is the one who blesses everyone. He is munificent towards everyone. He is a benefactor of everyone. He gives favors to everyone. This is the meaning of bar. And whatever he gives is through his generosity. It wasn't based on whether the person deserved it or not. That person in creation deserved that blessing or not. Allah gave it out of his generosity. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allahu Akbar. And of course, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives to those who don't even deserve. People in this world who don't believe in him receive blessings every day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-bar. The awliya Allah say that when a person intends the worship of Allah, intends obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla wa ala grants him khas, specific blessings. It's not the case that his blessings begin from there. He's already drowning in the blessings of Allah. He has hayat, he has life, he has health, he has so many blessings. But when he intends the worship of Allah, the dhikr of Allah, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khas fadl and karam is given to that person, subhanallah. This should encourage us that if we want to attain specific, special blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we must worship him. This is what we have been created for in reality. In the Quran it says, in Surah Baqarah verse 21, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That, O people, worship your Lord who created you and those before you so that you become God-fearing. Meaning he created you, he's already given you that blessing. Now because he has created you, worship him. Show servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ubudiyya. And inshallah you'll receive khas blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, When we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 4 reward, the reality is that we haven't even shown shukr for the previous blessings. And then this tawfiq to do ibadah, to worship Allah, to be obedient to Him, this is His ihsan as well. This is His favoring us as well. This is Him being generous and munificent towards us as well. So in reality, a human being, an insan, a slave of Allah Jalla wa Ala can never truly be grateful to Him. It's not possible. We haven't even showed proper shukr and gratitude for the previous blessing. We're blessed with more blessings. We're given more bounties by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So al-bar, that dhat from whom blessings never cease. This is one meaning given by the ulama. That dhat whose blessings are forever being bestowed on people. They never cease, they never stop. So this was al-bar. The last name in this episode is at-tawwab. At-tawwab comes from tawbah. And the meaning of tawwab is the one towards whom a person does rujua. A person in whose court a person returns to, he recants, he goes to his court. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself does not go to anyone's court. Of course, this is understandable. People go to His court. People do rujoo ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the meaning of tawwab is the one who is turned to, and then He blesses that person with forgiveness and mercy. His special blessings descend upon that person who does rujoo towards Him. When a person goes to his court, is remorseful, is regretful, is penitent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers mercy and blessings upon him. In the Quran we're told, إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah is the one who accepts repentance. Allah is Rahim. So Tawwab, when you turn to him, he accepts you. He accepts your repentance. He showers khas rahmah upon you. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is Tawwab. You do tawbah in his court. You do ruju in his court. He accepts your tawbah. And he forgives you as well. He showers his khas mercy and blessings upon you. May Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us all tawfiq for the sake of this blessed name, At-Tawwab, to do ruju ila Allah often, to gain the khas rahmah and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who forgives all sins. He is the one who accepts a slave's repentance. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me. Oh Allah, You're the best of protectors, so protect me.